Dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Remembrance is such a word. Dhikr, it means, dhikr itself defines itself. The word dhikr defines itself. And the definition, the meaning is love, muhabbat. When a person says dhikr, that I'm doing dhikr, the meaning is love. So wherever the word dhikr is, you cannot have enmity or hatred. So if we take again the word dhikr, means to remember, to think of someone in the positive way. If you think about your son, you will love your son, you will think about your son. Is it not the case? That is why you'll remember your son. Sometimes people remember, they do dhikr. So what does this mean? That they like their mother, if they're doing the dhikr or mention of their mother. The more they have the love for the mother, they mention the mother, if they're remembering their sisters, talking about the sisters, because they have love with the sisters. If you remember your shop, your business, it's because you have love with your shop or business. You're speaking about it time and time again. If you remember your friend, speak about your friend, so you'll realize, or people realize, that you have a friend and you're remembering him because you love him, because you don't hate him. There's no enmity. So if you're remembering Allah, then what will people say, or you say? What will the situation be? Because you love Allah, so you remember Allah. Subhanallah. So the person that does dhikr, he definitely will love who he is remembering. If you don't do dhikr, then you won't have love. If you don't have love, you won't do dhikr. You will only do dhikr and remember when you have love. It's apparent, obvious. Goes in hand. So we, me, you, everyone who is sitting here, we are here for dhikr, aren't we? We've come here to do the dhikr of Allah. So is it for the son's dhikr, or the shop's dhikr, or the business's dhikr? Whose dhikr have we come for? Allah. Allah's dhikr. Because we have love with Allah. You have love with Allah. Subhanallah. There's the guarantee. Is this not the case? So this is clearly telling us, and I told you the asool, the principle here. So the dhakir who remembers, loves. So wherever there is dhikr, there will not be hatred. The people who do dhikr, the person who does dhikr, he will not have hatred. There will not be argumentation. Within him will be sweetness, sweet taste, nice sincerity and humbleness. And when people say, oh, is this the jamaat that does dhikr, or the person who does dhikr? And you won't expect that person to grab you, to be aggressive, or to fight with you, or to quarrel with you, or to be physically aggressive. This is not the definition of dhikr. This cannot be the case. The person who does dhikr will not make quarrels and disputes, fighting, beating, hitting, and making noise and thunderous reactions. No, no, no. So this is proven, that wherever you want to know the characteristic of the dhakir, is this a person who does dhikr? He does dhikr. You will feel that this person's got love and tenderness. Love and tenderness and softness as the quality. The person who does the dhikr of Allah will love Allah and will demonstrate these qualities. The person who has the love of Allah, love is the reaction of dhikr. Dhikr is the same as love. Alhamdulillah, when a person starts to do dhikr or does dhikr, then he's seeking love and he's going towards love, and he starts to decrease his hatred and opposition to things. All of the hatred and enmity towards other people and issues, it goes, it eliminates. Even people who are in opposition to him, who don't like him, he doesn't have any issue with them. There's no situation that arises where he will hit them or affect them. So the recognition or the sign of a dhakir is that he loves, and because he's doing the dhikr of Allah, he's remembering Allah, so he loves Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is the situation. Now, if we consider the situation that we have come to increase our love for Allah, but we cannot just succeed with love on its own. You cannot be a dhakir with love on its own. Allah has given the basis. Allah has given the definition. If we say we love Allah, okay, that's good. Inshallah, we love Allah and we do dhikr. But this is not allowing us to attain our objective. Do you understand? Shall I make it more simple? That we are doing dhikr. We are remembering Allah. We are dhakir. A dhakir is remembering Allah. And he's doing dhikr. Okay, that's fine. That individual is doing dhikr and he will define himself as a dhakir. But the objective is not attained by just doing dhikr on its own, or by saying I love Allah and I've attained my objective, or I do dhikr of Allah, I remember Allah. This is not enough. This is not enough. What has Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. This is what Allah said, isn't it? That dhikr, the person who does dhikr, the person who does dhikr, a person who does dhikr attains Allah's love, but is not tuflihun. He doesn't attain the title of tuflihun. Who will attain the title of tuflihun? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Aha. Now here's the difference. So I'll take you towards another point here, that we define ourselves or want to be called or known, not known, but we want to be dhakir. What does this mean? What is Allah Ta'ala saying here in this verse of the Quran? That the person who does dhikr, his destination or endpoint is not love. It is not muhabbat. No, this is not the manzil destination. For example, a person, if you see in the world, he doesn't just succeed through love. Somebody who's in love deeply with something in the dunya, the love doesn't assist that person. What is the genuine objective? Allah has given the hint here. That the situation is tuflihun. We want to be in those people, amongst those people who are the successful people. So we want Allah Ta'ala's love to overwhelm us. And by doing dhikr, we cannot attain this. But we have to do dhikr kathiran kathira. That's when tuflihun will come. That's when Allah's love will overwhelm us. Totally, totally. So the maqsad, our objective, is not just dhikr. Rather, what is it? It is so that Allah Ta'ala's love totally overwhelms and surrounds and envelopes us. When Allah Ta'ala's love overwhelms us, surrounds us, overtakes us, that's when I am deserved of the title of dhakir, and without that I am not. Remember this. This is the principle. This is the principle. So if a person loves something or somebody in the world, then the person will be immersed in that love, then he's called a lover. Isn't it? He's lost in that love, and then he's called the lover. Isn't it? Totally is fana, immersed in his the love of his mahbub. Then he says that I am the ashik and this person's my ashik, because he's lost totally in the dark. He has no awareness of nothing else, and the love of his mahbub has overtaken him. And a couplet has come in my mind. If it comes out totally, then it's good for the meaning of what we're trying to say. I'll try to remember it, if it can come. My desire is my beloved. My desire is my beloved. I say your name and I want to pass away saying your name. This is the majazi couplet. This is the worldly couplet, that my desire is you, my beloved, and I want to pass from this world saying your name. And if I don't see you physically, but at least I can see the path that you have gone through or passed. Ah, so people who don't understand what I'm saying, an ashik, a beloved, is saying to his beloved. In other words, because the love has overwhelmed him, taken over him, he's lost in the darkness, drowned in the love of the beloved in the dunya. In the dunya. So he says that my desire is this, that if I'm alive, I want to see your name, hear your name, I want to remember you, and when I die, I want to die, pass away saying your name. This is the love that a person is overtaken with in the dunya. Even if I die, my desire is that if I can be present in the corner near your home, or the alleyway, the street outside your home, even if my grave cannot be made there, at least the places that you passed by, at least my grave can be constructed there, so I can be close to something that was associated with you. And this is the temporary love in the world. So what we realize is ishq, the definition of love, is when the person's overwhelmed by the person he's loving. So when we say we love Allah, then the love of Allah should overwhelm us, and that's why Allah says وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Understand what I'm saying? Wadhkurullah. Allah says, if you want to be the dhakir, you want to be in the group of tuflihun, you want my love, Allah Ta'ala says, to overwhelm you, to overtake you, then not just by dhikr will this occur, rather kathiran dhikr, abundance of dhikr. So here, insan, we fail. We do 100 tasbih, 5 tasbih, morning tasbih, afternoon. No. How? So at the moment, up till now, Allah Ta'ala's love has not overtaken us. Allah Ta'ala's awareness has not overtaken us. This is our objective. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in the whole of the Quran. Wherever Allah Ta'ala mentions his dhikr, remembrance, Allah Ta'ala doesn't speak about love, muhabbat. Rather, kathiran kathira. Let my dhikr overwhelm you, overtake you, surround you. Like a person who loves the dunya, he is taking the scolding by his mahbub, but he's in front of the doorstep. He is in the street, the alleyways, and people are criticizing. The dogs are barking and biting, but he's still there, walking along the streets. He knows that he's going to get beaten, criticized, scolded, but he still wants to walk along the alleyway to see his beloved all day long, all night long, because love has overtaken him. But the person who loves Allah, and this is what should occur to us, that nothing should we remember except Allah. Nothing. And that's when we realize that this is the dhakir who does the dhikr. And that's when he's written in the kitab of Allah that this is the dhakir. My friends, this is the maqam of dhikr. This is the maqam of dhikr. The elders in Islam have said beautiful things and teachings and given this to us. We are students of the elders who have passed before us. MashaAllah, beautiful points are coming to mind. Number one, dhikr means muhabbat, love. I couldn't even think that a person who's doing dhikr and he doesn't have love with what he's remembering, there could not be any enmity. This is clear, number one. Secondly, dhikr on its own will not allow us to attain our objective that we'll get Allah's love. No, we won't get Allah's love. Rather, we want Allah Ta'ala's love to overwhelm us. And if we don't have this, then we need to worry, why am I not got this? So Allah Ta'ala says, the dhikr, your dhikr is not correct. You're not doing it kathiran kathira. You're not doing it kathiran kathira. You're not doing it in abundance. You're not doing enough. So we shouldn't be in this deception. Okay, I've started, I've gone towards dhikr. But as long as dhikr does not overwhelm me, then I cannot be in the group of those tuflihun. Allah says, come towards me, come to my nearness, and you have to run to your destination by struggling, striving, making effort, working hard. So, now, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, when a person does Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, then, as I said, I give the example of the people who love things or people in the world. And our situation should be similar to that in a way. In that when we do dhikr, there are three points to remember. Three factors that we need to fulfill. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Carefully to what I'm saying. Firstly, factor number one. And this is how we will learn to do dhikr in quantity and as much as we can possibly. So we are here, you are here, I'm here to learn about how to do dhikr correctly and to get the benefits. So the first factor, the elders, the pious predecessors have taught us is niyyah. That we should have clear, proper intention. Allah, you've given me the capability to do your dhikr. And I'm doing this dhikr totally and purely and solely for your sake. At least this sentence of niyyah should come from our tongue three times before I do dhikr. The elders have said that there's so much effect and you can say consequence of this niyyah that you will realize this after. So what should we do first? That Allah, solely, sincerely, purely, I'm doing this dhikr for you. I have no other objective, solely and sincerely for you, so that I can attain your love. Aha. So your love can come into my heart, Allah, so I can become your ashik. So this is the first thing we have to do. Number two now. Factor number one is the clean and pure niyyah. Number two, once you've made the intention, after that, step forward to what? And say that Allah, or consider or feel or make intention that you will do dhikr in such a way that total attention and focus after you've made niyyah. Repeat the niyyah again if you have to. Repeat the niyyah again and repeat the niyyah again and think in the depth of your heart. So first, it's different, isn't it, to do that niyyah time and time and over again. And this is the fadl wala. Beautiful words have come to my mind today. And I'm sitting and this is enjoyment and we'll get great taste in the dhikr today. Because before today, I've probably not mentioned these words and factors. Have I? No, I haven't. So if we carry on like this, these are important points for us to learn about how to do dhikr. Number one is niyyah. After niyyah, pure intention, total attention and focus. We have to say this now, that Allah, I'm doing dhikr and you are listening, Allah. Allah, you are listening to my dhikr and I am doing dhikr and you are listening to my dhikr. And whose dhikr are we doing? The Allah, I am calling your name and you can hear me that I'm saying your name, Allah. You can hear me. Now here, I give you the example of the world again. That when you go to your mahbub in the world and where you are there without the veil, that is a different yearning. And behind the veil, there's a different yearning. We say, Allah, I've come for you, for your love, and you're listening. Because Allah Ta'ala listens. Allah Ta'ala listens. Until today, I've not felt this, Allah, that I could say to you, Allah, I'm doing your dhikr and you're listening. But most definitely, you are listening to me. I am doing your dhikr, Allah, and you're listening. And they say, Allah, Allah, Allah. Just like we call out, Allah, Allah, Allah. And see the result, the physical result of this. And then third, and this is how the love will overwhelm us. Because we are taking our love to that point where Allah Ta'ala's love overwhelms us. Because this is the means of doing Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. And the third thing here is that Allah Ta'ala, that I've come to the point where I've made niyyah pure for your sake and you are listening to me, Allah. And the third factor is, Allah, I'm saying your name. I'm saying your name, no other name. And the third factor, that Allah, you are listening to me, most definitely. But listening is not enough. I need your love to overwhelm me, to overtake me, to surround me. I am seeing you, Allah, and I am doing your dhikr. I need this situation. I'm seeing you, Allah. You are in front of me, Allah. You are aware of me, Allah. Ajib. Allah, you are aware of me. You are seeing me. and I'm doing your dhikr. And after having the feeling that Allah is listening to you, and you have this feeling that Allah is watching you, and you can see Allah, you're in Allah's presence, then see the effect of dhikr. When you start dhikr with these factors, that is when dhikran kathira, kathira will come into your actions. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Aha, then see how Allah Ta'ala's love overwhelms you, overtakes you, and Allah Ta'ala's love will come to you. Will come to you. All distresses, problems, worries, issues will disappear. Everything will be seen to you as simple and easy, and you'll have no issues and problems in life, because everything that comes in front of you and confronts you, you'll say, Allah will make it easy. Allah Ta'ala is with me. Let me make something clear here. The things that prevent us doing good. Because you know, when we go through these stages, when we travel through these stages, another restriction will come. What is that restriction? Upon which shaitan works hard to present that restriction to us, that he takes our focus and attention away from us. He takes the tawajjuh away from us. This is what shaitan does. So he will work hard. And the elders, the pious predecessors, have told us here clearly, not once, not 100 times, not 1,000 times, 100,000 times, even if shaitan removes your attention and focus, but alhamdulillah, you continue totally in the way you are doing dhikr. He cannot affect you in any way or form. Totally the affairs will come to you if you're doing these three factors, niyyah, and you know Allah's listening to you, and you know that you're in front of Allah's presence. Doesn't matter how much shaitan works out after that, keep on doing what you're doing. Allah Ta'ala will totally accept your action. Yeah, Allah will give the reply to your reciting his name, and he will reply to the factor that you know Allah is listening to you, and that Allah Ta'ala is watching you, and we are watching Allah. Allah Ta'ala has made us as a great human beings. Why is Allah Ta'ala made us as human beings? Because Allah loves us. We love Allah. The dhakir who loves Allah, what is the success? It is due to Allah. Allah Ta'ala has created us human beings because Allah Ta'ala loves us. Allah the Khaliq, He is our creator, and He's created our whole system of our life, our mind, our brains, our body. And Allah Ta'ala has created the systems in the world. Look, this mic I'm using, the current going through the mic, the voice, and then the noise and the vibration going across the environment to the ears of other people. Allah Ta'ala has made these systems. Allah Ta'ala says, when you embark upon the journey to attain my love, all of the means in the world I will give to you, the tools and the methodologies to attain my love, to get near to me. SubhanAllah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you enjoy what I'm saying? Aha, SubhanAllah. Now let's go further. So this is the situation, the initiation of the dhakir. So don't worry about, oh, I'm losing focus, my mind, I'm thinking about other things. Don't worry about this. So many thoughts will come to you, wasawis and whispering. So totally have this understanding that we are doing dhikr, we haven't come ourselves. Who is brought us here? Allah. So if your sins are coming to your mind, and all the bad actions we've done in the past, shaitan is trying. But we say, no, Allah is merciful. He has allowed me to come here. Shaitan, why are you trying to deviate me and influence me and try to take me away from the deen? Allah Ta'ala has made me forget the whole of the dunya and brought me to his dhikr, and then the world of the heart of the person will change towards the focus and attention to Allah, and his life becomes unique and beautiful. And then it's stated, what happens then? Allahu Akbar. What do we call this? That this person, he has gone on to the first steps, the initiation towards success. The person who does Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, the person who remembers Allah is the ashik of Allah. He is the mahbub rabb, the beloved of Allah. But now I'll go further. He's the ashiki rab. He is the ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves Allah, and he is given the title. So he goes from being the dhakir to being the ashik of Allah, the lover of Allah. He's become the ashik of Allah. And when this title is given to the believer that he's the ashiki rab, he's the lover of his rab, of his creator, then Allah in turn gives him a title, because this is the deserving title. When he stated that dhakir becomes the ashiki rab, then Allah says, I am the ashik of my servant. Aha, Allahu Akbar. So hey, Allah Ta'ala announces that this is my beloved servant, and he's given that reward due to his ishq, his dhikr. So when the dhakir becomes the ashik and says, Allah, I'm your ashik, I love you, then Allah Ta'ala announces, you announce that you love me, now I'm your Rabb, your creator, I announce that I've made you my beloved. And then he becomes the mahbubi alayhi of the insan. And this is the highest title that is given, the high form of title that's given to the dhakir. So my brothers, this is a great reward, a unique reward. We do dhikr, we then given the title of the ashik rab, then in turn Allah says, I am your ashik, I love you, my servant. So we should try hard. The restrictions, the obstacles on our heart, the veils, especially the dunya, the love of the dunya, we should try to eliminate this, reduce this, love of dunya, love of the world. As we discussed yesterday night, we love the dunya too much. We don't need this dunya. We don't need the excesses of the dunya. Many things in the world we don't need, but due to our desires and the requirements of our desires and nafs, we run after dunya. We don't even need articles, items, artifacts, and luxuries and comforts of the world, but our nafs make us feel desperate. We need them. We know totally that we don't need them. But the dhakir, his requirements are fulfilled without the items of the dunya. He has no need to have fikr or worry of the world, Allah Ta'ala says. But the person who is a hypocrite, who is a liar, he doesn't do dhikr, and his nafs overwhelms him, his desires overwhelm him, and he interacts with the luxuries of the world, and he tries to mix and contaminate the dunya with his dhikr. But in reality, dunya and dhikr cannot mix. They cannot be intertwined. Allah Ta'ala's love and love of the dunya are two separate things, two separate items. The dunya, the love of the world, we should keep at bay and only utilize dunya and have dunya for our requirements to fulfill our needs. The love of the world is for a limited amount, but there's no limit to the love of Allah. There's no boundary, upper limit to the love of Allah. There's no had, there's no hadood. Allah says, there's no hadood, no boundary to my love. Take it and go towards it as much as you can and attain it as much as you can without limits. But the world, the love of the world should be kept at a limit. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam once said, Allah, oh Allah, my Lord, you have mentioned the events and the people that love you and your mahbub people, Allah. Show me the signs of your beloved people. I want to see them. I want to see the signs or see your beloved people. And he was the Nabi of Allah, the Prophet of Allah. He was the beloved of Allah. And he said, Allah, show me your beloved people, the signs of your beloved people. But remember, the beloved of Allah, the people who are close to Allah, they can be common people, normal people. Don't think there's some special outward form, appearance or fussiness or show or pomp or grandeur or glory or title. Common, normal people in the world are the walis of Allah. Yes, if you want to see an Abdal or a Kutub, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani rahmatullah, I remember one of his maktub, one of his sayings in his maktubat, from his sayings there's a total event, and just a little part of that has come to my mind. Mashallah, there was a king in Abdal at his time. What did he do? He used to drive the cart through the streets and the shopping centers. He was in Abdal. And Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani, they said he was from Lahore or such a part in the subcontinent. He was a simple person, a worker, a laborer, but he was a wali of Allah. So the people of Mahbub to Allah, we think the Mahbub of Allah, that he is the wali that's recognized by the whole world and universe. This is not the case. The Mahbub, the beloved of Allah, they stay behind the veils, the pardas and barriers, and they will look to you as the common man, the normal man, downtrodden people in the world. But those, there are two types of walis of Allah in the world. One are those who are recognized, who Allah Ta'ala does make apparent, and there are those who are hidden, common people. As I said before, that mashallah, in this masjid we have good spiritual discussions through which we learn about the marifa, the nearness of Allah. Alhamdulillah, is this masjid about to be a khanqah? Become a khanqah, that such spirituality is emanating from it nowadays? Alhamdulillah, subhanallah. So as I was saying, that yes, that the walis of Allah, that some of them are apparent because they have a mission, they have to influence people and teach people, but there are many walis of Allah who are not recognized outwardly, inwardly. They're not recognized. They are the common people, they are mingled, integrated within the communities and society, and people don't look at them twice. And nowadays walis, they say, I want this, I want titles, I want recognition. No, this is not the need. This is not so. So Allah Ta'ala says, apart from this, there are many of my beloved in the world. I've made some apparent. Some are made apparent and they are made famous. Their personalities are known because Allah Ta'ala wants to spread His deen through their actions and examples. MashaAllah, I've seen such walis of Allah. MashaAllah, I'll tell you the reality. But there are many walis of Allah who are normal, common people. And it seems that, oh look, he's not praying amongst us. We've not seen him pray. He doesn't come in congregation. I've not seen him. And people tell them off or criticize them. But Allah Ta'ala has put them on such high maqams and given them the title Mahbub of the Rabb, the beloveds of Allah. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, what are the signs? Allah, there's no special sign. What sign should I show to you? You want to meet my beloved people. And with his Nabi, Allah Ta'ala speaking and discussing. So did Hazrat Musa alayhi salam know that this person, his face will be sparkling, shining, people will be there sitting around him and food will be cooked and there'll be majlis there and there'll be people fighting to get forward to see his face and to be with him, associate with him? Because this is what happens in the dunya today with regards to the person who calls himself a wali, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala said, Musa, my Nabi, my Mahbub, my beloveds, that there's no special quality you're going to see emanating from their bodies. And Musa alayhi salam said, Allah, please show me them, this show me the qualities and signs. Allah said, okay, fine. Allah, Musa alayhi salam said, show me a sign. Allah, give me a sign. Allah Ta'ala said, okay, let me show you a sign. That go, And go to the shopping center or the alleys, the shopping alleys, and those people you see, their lips are quivering and shaking to my name. That is the sign of my wali. And this is dhikr. Wala dhikr Allahi Akbar. Dhikr of Allah is the greatest deed. I swear by Allah, dhikr is a great action. Great action. Dhikr, a person who has enmity with dhikr is the enemy of Allah. The person who opposes dhikr is opposing Allah. And the person who loves dhikr is the lover of Allah. You understand this? So this is the comparison. A person who doesn't like dhikr, he dislikes Allah. That's it. And the person who Allah Ta'ala selects as his mahbub, beloved, those are the people who love dhikr. And in the same way Allah Ta'ala says that I keep my beloved hidden, in the same way I will conceal the person who opposes me. Allah says I don't make him apparent straight away. And the person who dislikes Allah, who has enmity with Allah, with Allah's dhikr, Allah says carry on the way you're doing. But then the time will come where you will be asked from me and I will grab you. And then you'll realize all of the problems you've accumulated due to my disliking of me. Allah says, may Allah Ta'ala make us dhakir. May we live our life and pass our death with dhikr of Allah. My friends, dhikr, we have learned today how to do dhikr in a great way. We should try our best, inshallah, because mashallah, you are brothers of understanding. You do dhikr openly, inwardly, and mashallah, do dhikr in this way with these factors I've discussed today, and include those three factors in your dhikr, and inshallah, Allah will give a great consequence and result. Bring the marifah of Allah into your heart. Breaths, time, health, time span is a great ni'mah. And it's a ni'mah for this reason, that time is short. We have time today and we can remember Allah. We need to utilize it. Look here now. Many people at this time, they're in the time of their life where they're about to pass away. A request has come from a sister. And she is at this time passing her final moments of life. That's it. People are going to visit her. She is ill. She's about to pass away soon. Allah knows best. But in a very severe state. Critical state. Critical phase of life. And now if you teach her tasbih, tell her dhikr, whatever you tell her, but she can't do anything. Time has passed. The opportunities have passed. Final moments have come. So this is the stage of life we're in now. We're sitting, we've got health, we've got time. So if we pass this time in love with the world, this is totally nonsense then, is it? This is a rubbish way of passing the time. How dirty. We are utilizing our time in a bad, nonsensical way. But if in the morning we get food, in the morning, breakfast, lunch, and food and tea and supper, we've got a car, we've got a vehicle transportation and a house to live in. On top of this, what more do we need in life? Why are we running after dunya even then? So why do we leave the dhikr of Allah even then? Why don't we sit in maraqabat for hours upon end remembering Allah? How much Allah Ta'ala gives a person who is a dhakir total independence from the dunya? Allah says, I give you health, wealth, money in your pocket. You don't need to worry about food. You don't know that in a few days, 2-3 days, you're going to maybe pass away. Even then, I've put money into your pocket, so you don't worry about the dunya. Isn't this the case? How much money is in our pocket? The amount of money Allah has put into our pocket. Allah says, before this, I could have called you back to me. So why do you have fikr about the dunya? When this money will end, I'll put more money into your pocket. So why do you run around in the dunya like a donkey running after dunya, dunya, dunya? What difficulty do you have? Why don't you remember me? Allah Ta'ala says, why don't you come towards my dhikr? Why do you run after the nafs and the desires? Everything is present there. The things you don't need, why do you run after them? Why? Why do you run around left, right and center running after the dunya? Allah Ta'ala says, that's it. So Allah Ta'ala has fulfilled our needs. Alhamdulillah, do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rest of the time, what should we do? Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, not on the phones, not on wasting our time in the dunya. When the stomach is full, you've got good libas, attire, you've got good health. Do shukr to Allah, alhamdulillah. You can smell the fragrance of the food and the noise of the tasbih should come from your house. You should be tired in doing dhikr of Allah. Why? Allah Ta'ala says, wala dhikrullah akbar, wadhkurullah dhikran kathira, la'alakum tuflihun. Allah says, wadhkurullah. Allah Ta'ala says, do my dhikr in abundance. You should sit through the day and the night and do long maraqbah and dhikr. Not just these gatherings, this majalis that we come to. This is just a formality. Don't make this a program. It's making this just a majlis and this is enough for you. My brothers, we come to this majlis, this gathering as an introduction. These gatherings we come to during the week, they are introduction to sit in the majlis of the wali wala. This is an introduction, a boost about what is dhikr, to tell us what is dhikr. But after that, my sheikh, he used to sit in the majlis and then he'd leave the majlis and all night long you could hear his dhikr. You could hear him doing dhikr all night long from the khankah. You could hear the brothers when the khankah, someone's here, left, right, forward, at the back doing dhikr. Because the wali wala, he came and he injected the current, the electricity, the desire of dhikr. And then the rest of the people, the students used to do dhikr all night long in their work, doing their work and dependence No dependence of dunya. But what do we do? Oh, I've done my dhikr tonight in the majlis. That's enough. I don't need to do anything at home or during the day. No. This is deception. This majlis is an introduction. What we are taught here, this is a boost. This is a boost. We are told and given the understanding of dhikr. But after that, we need to do dhikr ourselves. Have our own routine and schedule. And as long as we do this, we'll be successful. Tuflihun. We cannot be the tuflihun, the successful people, as long as Allah Ta'ala's love does not overwhelm us and become immersed in our hearts. And what's the sign of the person who is overwhelmed with Allah's love? Is that all of the love in this dunya upon and totally overwhelming all of this should be the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's love, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Should overwhelm us. And my friend, what should we have along all of the moments and the days and the sects of life is Allah and His love. And everything which is related to Allah, I love and I'm related to. And everything that is detached from Allah, I do not hold in my heart as dear. So these were the things that people tried to attain. The people who had deen, who made effort. Those people, may Allah Ta'ala give you ziyarat as well of these people. Those people who had love that of Allah that overwhelmed them. Have you seen them? Have you kept the company? Alhamdulillah, this humble servant has seen such people. Has seen such people, such great people. Hazrat Ghulam Dr. Abdul Hayy Rahmatullahi, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi, and who I spent some time with. MashaAllah. What was his situation? MashaAllah, he looked like an angel in the world to me. MashaAllah, when I saw him first time, then I saw humbleness, sincerity. He lowered himself, he opened him the doors for me. He sent me and gave me private time. I had no rank, no status, nothing. And I was not worth anything. Alhamdulillah, love he gave to me, affection and shafqat. And he taught me and gave me tarbiyah. And he conditioned me spiritually. He's like a second sheikh for me in the silsila, in Thanvi silsila, in the Chishti silsila, mashallah. And suddenly, mashallah, there was a connection between me and him. Rather, he had great students of the Mufti Taqi sahab and his brother Usman sahab and great ulama ikram Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab, rahmatullah, was alive at that time. So mashallah, these were those people who the love of Allah Ta'ala had overwhelmed them, surrounded them, enveloped them. Five or six people in one generation, in one time, I saw them. And Allah Ta'ala's love had overwhelmed. This was the generation of the walis of Allah. But today, we are living in the times of drought. We cannot see no genuine wali. We can't see the friends of Allah in this time. So these are real things I'm telling you. This is not fake or made up talk. Those people who Allah Ta'ala's love overwhelms them, takes of them, they live the life of sakina, peace and satisfaction. They're happy. They're content. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all this state of affairs. May we travel upon this path so that before death we become the ashik rab, the lovers of Allah. May we become the ashiks of Allah. So our job, our work is to become the ashik of Allah, and we have no other function, objective. And Allah Ta'ala himself then, may Allah announce that he has made us also his mahbub. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and accept from us. Ameen.